Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Amen. So, I think somewhere in the message in last week's sermon, I was trying to talk about the power of the mind, yes, sir, and connecting it to faith. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Please pay attention. Now listen, the legitimacy of every demon in a man is a function of the thought he sponsors that is already living in us. The legitimacy of any demon in a man is a function of the thought it sponsors already living in us. So if Satan throws a thought in our mind and it remains, then he has the legitimacy to have mastery over us. No thought exists just by itself. It is either sponsored by God or by Satan. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So for anybody who had said, "I was just thinking on my own," you were not thinking on your own. The mind is your own, yes, but the database in your mind is either sponsored from heaven or hell. Are we together?
Yes,
are you here tonight?
Yes,
just as the Bible told us in 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 4. Let's read from verse 4. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 4. That the weapons of our what? Warfare are not what? Physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of what? Fortresses. The KJV says strongholds. Pulling down of strongholds. Thoughts that have been staying for many eons, many years. They've been formed as our culture. They form our religion and etc. So they've become strongholds. It is difficult for them to be displaced because they form as our culture and that they are the foundation of our religious systems. Take for instance, if you come and tell somebody, humbly speaking, if you tell somebody God doesn't have a wife, some denomination will feel like you are trying to fight them. I mean, isn't it interesting? Because the idea has been with some people for many years. And now, it's not like they actually told us God has a wife, but the way it's seeming is as if he has a wife. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Not like anyone told us directly that God has a wife. But when you say there's a queen of heaven, that simply means there should be a king of what? Heaven. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now, if you dare talk like this and miss those people, your jaw may be scattered. Now, I'm not trying to castigate. I grew up there. Are we together?
Yes,
and I'm telling you from experience because I almost lost my jaw. When I asked just a question, I did not fight. I asked a question as a child. And I mean, what I received was not the Holy Ghost. Just a question in a Bible study. The pastor or the priest at that time was someone interesting. So interesting. He now said every Sunday evening we'll be doing a Bible study. And that was my best time of the church. So one of the evenings, I threw a question. And my God, my dad warned me. He said, in your life, never ask a question. Because the question made people to go and greet my dad after service. This is your son. Are you watching carefully? See, what is it? See, the question he asks is as if he is following these people that have seen the light. That's how they started. Then I went to my mom, one of my mom's friends. She said, that's your boy. Make sure he stops going to that so assembly, that place, that fellowship. They are deceiving him. My mom came to the house, said, where do you used to go? I said, so place. He said, in your life, never go there again. Because of what? A question. And it's interesting because when we say, okay, let's look at the Bible and establish if what you are saying or believing is right, it becomes a bigger problem. Not just with that assembly. There are several denominations like that. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say?
So,
there are several denominations. There are some that use even handkerchief as mantle. This thing we use to clean face. I'm not trying to insult. But you see, they saw it in scripture not as a doctrine, as an event, and they made it a doctrine. Something that just happened, maybe just a regular passage of time. The Bible says the aprons and handkerchiefs of Paul healed the sick, right? And casted out demons. And they said, okay, now, according to the Bible, aprons and handkerchiefs could be mantles. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And now it has become a doctrine that in some places, every once in a while, people raise their mantles as handkerchief. Now, a time in scripture also, the Holy Spirit was symbolic by oil. Are we listening? And the Bible said, Christ is the end of the law. All Judaistic practices. Meaning for every place they use oil, now since the Holy Spirit has been poured upon what? All flesh. We don't use oil again. We now bring the real deal, the Holy Ghost. But there are people who still prefer what? Oil. Satan is very intelligent. Watch me. Listen carefully. He will not come as obvious devil. I say, listen. He is very intelligent. God said, I will not put new wine in old wineskin. So he will emphasize on the old wineskin because that's the only reason we will not receive the new wine. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So instead of coming as obvious devil in terms of sin and etc., what is unique in the New Testament is the new wine. But God in heaven said the formula to receiving the new wine is not passion for the new wine. It's not prayer for the new wine. It is capacity. As qualified by me, as stipulated by me, that will make sure that anybody receives a new wine. He said, as a matter of fact, I will not put new wine in what? Old wineskin. What is Satan doing? Making sure that the old wineskin is loved more than the new wineskin. Will the new wine be poured into the old wineskin? No. Satan is making sure we prefer the old wineskin than the new wineskin. See what the Bible said. In Romans 8 and 3, he said, what the law could not do, in that it was what? Weak. Because of what? The flesh. Jesus did, he defeated what? Evil sin where? The law could not do it. The former system could not do it. The old wineskin could not do it. What will Satan do? You think Satan will come and start saying some kind of crazy thing? Satan will make you to now in today's world prefer the old wineskin, the law. The law simply means trying to touch God by human ability. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And the fruit that you are actually trying to touch God by human ability is boasting. Boasting in the flesh. Pride. That you take pride in the activities that you are trying to do to touch God than touching God in itself. That is why you see that in our generation, people boast with prayer. People boast with fasting. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? People boast with giving self. They boast with giving. It is a proof that they've not understood grace. And it is a proof that they are still within the parameters of the old wine skin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But emphasis on what the law could not do, Christ did. He defeated sin, even sin in what? The flesh. And that's what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3. Down through 14, it says, can I see? So that I'm sure. 2 Corinthians, okay. But their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of what? The Old Testament. Because the veil is taken away only where? In Christ. And give me from verse 13 and give me in the Amplified rendition. Let's read together in the Amplified rendition. And we are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so that the Israelites would not gaze at the end of the glory that was fading away. Next part of scripture, it says, but in fact, their minds were hardened, for they had lost their ability to understand. For until this very day, at the reading of the old covenant, the old wineskin, the same veil remains what? Unlifted. Because it is removed only where? In Christ. So instead of focusing on Christ, now Satan will make sure you focus on things in the scripture that is not Christ. Things in the Bible that is not Christ. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. This guy is intelligent. So you see, as long as your eyes are on Moses, the law, there is no way you'll be capacitated for the new wine. Because all about you will be the old wineskin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But the Bible said it is removed when you understand Christ. So what will Satan do? As an intelligent guy, he will try to make sure that you are obstructed from understanding Christ. He will actually distract you with a lot of things in Christianity that does not point to Christ. A lot of things in the Bible that does not point to Christ. For instance, you see some young men today, they are trusting God to understand and enter into portals and dimensions. And so it sounds big, but the Bible calls it high sounding nonsense. Because the veil is only removed in where? Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Please listen to me carefully. So we have a lot of Christians who are still suffering from Satan's mastery. They are in church addicted, they are in church, blah, 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 they are in church, blah, blah, blah. In fact, I was hearing the testimony of a wonderful woman of God, a wonderful actress who is now saying she's a Christian. And I'm so excited. At the revelation of Jesus, when the Christ got unraveled, he said, in this capacity, I can draw all men to myself. No man can resist God. If well presented. The singer said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. How do I put it now? More opportunity for light to show its beauty. The thicker the darkness, the emphasis will be on the light. If you just light one candle in a very thick cloud of darkness, everybody will see the candle light. You see that? Everybody will see it. Now the Bible says, no one lights a candle and hides it under a bushel. Wow. God is like, the world is like, as a bushel, you are like a candle that has been lighted. So you are using a bushel, a basket to hide light. Is it possible? Now it doesn't matter what you are going through, you will still shine. Rejoice. The world cannot stop you. Its darkness cannot stop you. The things you've gone through cannot stop you. Say, Pastor, you don't know what I've gone through. I've gone through this. It doesn't matter. No one lights a candle and put under a bushel. How many years now have you been smoking? Now let's get changed. You are a light. Say, Pastor, I've been smoking marijuana for 20 years. It doesn't matter. If anybody be in Christ, is a what? Forget about the years you've been in the addiction. Look unto Christ. The veil is lifted and you are glorified. For he that the Father foreordained, he justified. He glorified. Say, I've received justification by faith. Let's say it as Joseph Prince would say. Say, I am just as Eve had not sinned. Yes, that's it. If anybody be in Christ, he has not sinned before. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you believe that? In Christ, your sins are forgiven. Iniquity blunt off completely. Do you believe that? Say, my sins are forgiven. And it makes you feel good about yourself. I don't regret my past. Because I don't think about my past. Kenton Coleman said, who am I to think about what God has forgotten? You know, some people are like, things I've gone through is the reason why. And this morning, the things I've gone through is the reason why. The things I've gone through. Oh, move forward. Did you go through what Jesus went through? You want us to compete going through something with Jesus? What have you gone through? Did you die? Were you buried? Did you go to hell? Did you fight Satan in hell? Oh, okay, you want to die and go to hell so that you see what Jesus went through. See everything he did for you. Yet when he came out and was, you don't say, oh boy, you know what I saw in hell? Peter, God, come here. The Bible says 40 days did not teach them. Listen, Satan, hell is not a place you joke. There are some kind of demons that they don't come to you because of anything. They come to you because you have grown in ranks. No, you didn't say that. He taught them about kingdom. For 40 days, he was teaching them about himself and the glories of the kingdom. Never made any single emphasis to Satan. You know, some people will come and they want to teach us the word and they are telling us what they saw. I saw Laviata, and she said to me, she was tall and fair. I heard somebody talking about an encounter. I said, when you see her breast, she now told me that you saw her breast. And I was like, why did you just remember her breast in all the encounter you had? Apostle, something is wrong somewhere. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some kind of crazy encounters. And some of you want to see Laviata because you think you have a Laviatan problem. As a demon, that's not necessary for you to see. The reason why Laviata is emphasized is because you have a thought in your head. If you don't take Laviatan thought, you don't have a Laviatan experience. That demon is dead. Are you listening? They come alive not in the name of Jesus. They come alive because of your thoughts. Come alive because of your thoughts. Come alive because of your thoughts. This is why Laviatan is coming alive. Because you are buying into their thoughts. Are you listening to me? So you give them the legitimacy to rule over you. That's why I never studied about demons. I don't study about demons. No matter what, I had a book years ago, they brought it to me, demonology. I said, I don't want it. Why do I need to talk about demons? Jesus did not teach about demons. Nobody has seen demons like Jesus. He went to hell. He saw all the demons. They were bowing to him. Can you believe it? All of them were bowing to him. You, they say there's a witch in that place. You are not passing. I mean, and they say you are seated with Christ. Just chu. Not doing sin. Has a lady ever told you that before? Benjamin, you just chur, send money for Christmas. It's okay. So I'm one with Christ. Then Babette with just one rat to talk about. Hey, Jesus Christ. One with Christ is running for rats. Light of the world, don't run. This morning, Agatha was running away from Turkey while I was washing my car. One of those days, on Sunday evening when we came back, we heard her praying. I said, Mati, is she playing with Shekinah or she's praying? She said she's praying. I said, oh, wow, that's a nice song. So soft. That's how she was praying. Emphasis on the tongue. So I got excited. I heard a new tongue. And I'm not trying to mock your tongue. Don't make it serious tonight if you are praying. So maintain it. I like it. Now, after I heard those tongues and I saw her this afternoon, the turkey, she was packing the clothes, the turkey was coming. And she ran for her life. From a turkey. Eternal life ran away. I said, dear Jesus, I didn't hold back. I said, with your eternal life, you will run for your life from a turkey. You know, when I see ladies running from turkey, I used to wonder, they don't know turkey is here and they are here. This is how you just do that, turkey will run away. They will not say, no, you used to pluck people's hair. How? Why did they write it that talkie? I'm sure that thing has happened maybe once in this world. The news spread. How many of you have seen talkie remove somebody's eye before? And another one again, chicken that has kids, that's what chicks. They say that one too is to remove people's eye. My wife says it's very dangerous. No matter how that chicken is dangerous, what can it do? Wait, imagine the chicken is very dangerous, like danger. What will you do? But you know there are human beings that have run away from chicken before. And the chicken pursued them. Hey. Even dog, I've seen dog running away from chicken before. Dog. That's why you see people say, I'm the light of the world. I'm the light. And Satan will say, you are the light of the world. Come here. You'll start running. Because Satan is confronting them. Are you looking at it? As long as he has the impetus to confront them, don't run for their lives. Eternal life, don't run to protect him. Life. Eternal life. You see, this word of God must go beyond here to here. I used to tell my wife, that time she was afraid of cockroach. I used to tell her, many months back, I mean years back, my wife woke me up to come and kill cockroach. I was so disappointed in my life. I'd never be disappointed like that in my life. She just kept going, Pastor Simon, what is it? Pastor Simon, please come. What is the problem? Pastor Simon, please come. As I opened the room, I said, what is that? cockroach. I said, "You woke me up by 3 o'clock to kill cockroach." I carried the broom. I killed it. I took it outside. As I went inside the other room and I laid down, I wanted to sleep. The Holy Spirit said, "Cockroach." I mean, it's my mind. I don't know what told me. I said, "Cockroach made my wife to stand up by a tree." I said, "God, what are we doing in this house? Cockroach." So Shekinah will grow to, by default, fear cockroach. Because how can we help this now? That girl must fear cockroach except I step in. So when she gets to like 5, I'll begin to tell her to kill cockroach. Say, "Shekinah, take this room, kill the cockroach." So that when I told her, I promised her that. I said, "So that when your mother is scared in the future, I will send Shekinah to go and kill the cockroach." Because as some people get scared of cockroach, there are some ladies that don't get scared of cockroach. Cockroach gets scared of them. It's where you grew that is the problem. There are some ladies, if cockroach see them, they'll change road. Hey! It's just where you grew up. If you grew up seeing everybody scared of cockroach, will you not be scared of cockroach? Now, what I want to point out is the fact that Satan is like that. The believer shout, "Oh, but we burn the world with a fire. There's a fire inside of me." The cockroach will just pop. There's small pressure from Satan. Small. They can't sleep. Why are you not sleeping? Uncle Samuel said that we will see. So, sir, for him to make that statement, I have to be a watchman over my family. Because I'm sure Uncle Samuel will come this night. Uncle Samuel told us we will see. "I will show all of you that I'm your uncle. You will see." Nobody could sleep. How is that they don't pray now and they are doing all night? Uncle Samuel said, "All of you will see. He's not by power, he's not by..." Everybody's praying. "This mountain," that's Uncle Sam, "must be removed in Jesus' name." These Christians disgrace God. Do you remember what I'm trying to say? Disgrace, they just shame, they just used to disgrace God. If you've been in this world for a while, you will discover that the things you are scared of are actually very, very scared of you. They are very, very scared of you. You know, I go in the barrack. I don't know if it happens everywhere, but one thing we know is that in the barrack, it is survival of the fittest. There's a small boy those days we used to call Olos. That was his nickname, Olos. But the boy has mouth. One day I was going to buy a Akara and Coco couldn't get that. You know, it's survival of the fittest. If you beat somebody in the barrack, you grow in ranks. Everybody under that person that he has beat before will respect you. Words will finish you. I was so shocked that the young man, like that is tall like Iroko tree, is going to bow and give his 200 naira to Olos. I said, "What is special with this boy? Mind." Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how Satan is. You will shout. Then he will just give you small problem. Small problem, because of the word. The Bible says because of the word, you will send situations. Because of the word you are bragging about. We will take the word in the name of the God and mind. Satan is hearing you. The God and mind, the silver and mind, the cats up over 1,000 hills. They're mine. Hey, money, come back to me now in the name of Jesus. The guy gets excited. Wow. Powerful. He will now check which one he will call. He's looking for the least demon he can send. Let him start with this one in Otobo. What's that your demon's name? Aleku. It's Aleku. Azor spirit. Visit somewhere. Just make sure that coin reduces. He just bought it for 100 USDT. Make sure it's reduced. Put some pressure. Let it reduce. Samuel just he saw the potential. Hey, the thing rose. Samuel just checked in next hours. Everything went down. As everything is going down, his faith is going down. from like 50 USDT, Samuel is seeing 23. And he promised somebody that before Sunday, he will give the person double of the money. Does this sound familiar? Let me keep this iPad here and talk to you people. I want you to hear me. Hear me from the depth of your heart. Now Samuel don't know where to start from. The prayer is praying as hook. He wanted to break fast. But he checked his OKS. He's been as before. And when he saw it, the tongues could not come out. He said, "What shall it profit us? Let's go ahead and move this serving God. Are you sure it's working?" And Satan is happy. See somebody that is shouting the good of mine. We collected this money now. He can't pray again. He can't pray again. You know, God is always behind your faith to see whether it will prevail at the end. He said, "Peter, Satan wants to finish you, but I've prayed for your faith that it will not fail. It's your faith that will keep you strong. It's your faith that will cause you to win." Are you listening to me? It's always behind your faith. He said, "Your faith has made you free." That's what Jesus said. Everything, faith, 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 faith is a victory. Nobody believed David. David had faith. He won Goliath. Faith is a victory. We are seated here. If somebody is strong in faith, he will win bigger than everybody here. It's not about all of us hearing. There's somebody that will listen very well, go back and work on what he has been hearing. Because faith does not end in, "Yes, sir, preach, sir." It goes back home. He keeps on speaking and believing. Are you listening to me? The book of the law will not depart from his heart. He will keep on meditating, thinking, and it will cause his path to be what? And it will have what? Good success. You know one problem with this new age, some of us, we like listening, we never put it to practice. Paul calls them people that like ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You are everywhere. How do you grow? You can't grow if you are everywhere. All the knowledge of this world, you want it. You are in your church, you're listening to the word. Yeah, you just want to be hearing everything. You just be hearing, and be excited with knowledge. But you can never grow as a Christian that way. Are you all listening to me? He will just send some little, the Bible says, because of the word Matthew 13, he will send some kind of heat, hot situations. Satan, crazy guy. Crazy guy. When you hear us say there is no devil in our world, it is because of we have so much stay with the word that we can't say less. This is not just boasting in the flesh. Then you go back and say, "No devil in my world." If you were not staying in the word of God and you said, "No devil in my world," you are still joking. He will still happen in your world. Are you listening to me? You got to be speaking. You must have stayed so much with God's word for you to declare like this. The Bible says, "Submit to God firstly, then what? Resist the devil, and he will what? Flee." If you never submitted to God, the devil will not flee from you. Are you listening to me? Firstly, is to submit to God. And the word "flee" there, Kenneth Hagin said, of blessed memory, he said, it is standing as a terror to the devil. If you are full of light and turn towards darkness, darkness will end. Are you listening to me? You see, prayer does not begin by shouting, it begins by revelation. I always tell people this: if there is no light, prayer is useless. It's called building up your most holy faith. It's not just shouting and blah, 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 blah. I heard a man of God condemning some of these crazy things we call prayer. And I was saying, we've been saying this thing for long. It's not about those things. One time I heard somebody saying there's a difference between groanings and praying in tongues. Listen, I started hearing Kenneth Hagin from the age 15, 16. And I'm wondering where they are learning this kind of thing, that groaning is, praying his tongue is, ba 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 ba. No, no, no. There's nothing like that in the Bible. It's only praying in the spirit that is interpreted as groaning there. The Bible says groanings that words cannot utter. Lebra ga ba 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 ga su bede get. Words cannot utter. Come, go, prophecy, power. No. We are saying it in other tongues. That's the groanings. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's not reba ga ba 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 is different. Then, and he said somebody was praying, blood was coming. I mean, are you praying for the whole world sins? Are you dying for the whole world? Are you Jesus? Your blood is useless before Jesus. What Jesus' blood could not do, your blood cannot do. Are you kidding me? Say, your blood poured, it is blood, it will be a memory. Which useless memory? And some people are proud. Some of you want to pray so that your blood will pour. You are wasting your blood. Make sure you're healthy. If you feel blood coming from your nose, stop prayer and treat yourself. You know, I wonder when these people started praying. Do you know prayer? As crazy as we brought this thing, I can proudly tell you in Kaduna, we brought this wave of the apostolic to the whole Nigeria. I'm telling you the truth. I thank God for the West. We have people like Pabolola and the likes of them. But when you are talking about the end time apostolic ministry, it started from the north. Not trying to brag. So when you talk about this prayer thing and the rest, prayer power and the rest, we started it from our end. And nobody removed blood from the nose while we're going. There was no kind of prayer in Osio. From no, we saw all kind of prayer. I told you one time we're praying for other people's prayer to stop in the prayer. Because the prayer was not stopping. It was as if you own engine that will never stop. We were praying, there's this brother we had. This is how he stands. As we begin to pray, me and my friend looked at ourselves. And we heard our hands, Father, please calm his spirit. Calm his spirit. Calm his spirit, Lord. And while we're saying calm his spirit, the spirit was getting hotter. As we stood like this by 8 p.m., we stopped praying by 6 a.m. No movement. Nobody sits. They will hold you. You are going down, they will hold you. Shapavata, patoba. You can't try it. I told my wife, I said, if I stop praying now, but my prayer this year has been fulfilled in the realm of the spirit. The prayer I saw in my life. I cried till I became strong. My spiritual father knew me. When they are praying, I have my spot. There's one special spot in church. I'm on the ground. He will now come and hit me this leg. When I just alako mato rico pato, I see. I didn't know one day he was mocking me. He said, son, tell me what thou seest. I said, I see 9 cups. I will never forget this prophecy, my name. Fake prophecy. He said, yes, we are 9. How did you know? I didn't know he was just fooling me around. He said, sir, I see 9 cups and blood is poured in the cups. Jesus said we should take his blood. He said, yes, that's the Lord's Supper. The Last Supper. It means you're actually bringing about, the Last Supper is about to happen here. That's when I knew they were playing with me. And I opened my eye. He started clapping. And he said this word, lie, lie. You always sleep. Stand up and never lie down. I said, so no, sir, I was in trance. He said, no, never have trance. We are not in trance. Just be praying. That's how we learned not to lie down. You can't sit down. You can't lie down. It's more like agony. And listen, the way we were praying, right? If we catch you not praying, we feel like you are cheating us. You know, you should not feel bad that somebody else is not praying, right? But it's not like that when we're going up. You will see us, sir. This guy is not praying well. You are not sitting down. He's not shouting, sir. Ba-ba-ba-ba, sir. He's not shouting. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. They're going to meet you. Lift your voice. Sister, my stomach is spinning. Say, that's prayer power. And now we're seeing some kind of things we never saw before. Even us that pray. Those days when we pray for hunger, you see somebody enter under this chair. How many of you are hungry in this place? Somebody have put his head on that chair. Abba, Abba. You see somebody raise cheer up during prayer. Ha, ha, ha. So we enter, want to enter another person's body, you'll be pushing them away. I remember the first day I told this thing in our fellowship. I said, God told us that we have received Jesus. Have we received Jesus? I said, yes. I said, that means we have received the bread that when you eat, you are satisfied. They were just looking at me like this. And the cup that when you drink, you will never thirst again. They just felt like they knew where I was going to. I said, praying for hunger is wrong. Ha! If you see how they just threw their faces away. Because our slogan was this. If you are hungry, then you are spiritually active. A dead man is not hungry. Irony. The proof that you are alive is hunger. Do I have men who are hungry in this place? That was our mentality. And one day I came and said, if you are hungry, you almost die. You almost soon die. But Jesus, God told Elijah to eat, for the journey is far. And I said to them that when you have Jesus, you have eaten the bread that now you are satisfied, and the wine that you thirst no longer. I said, we win from rest. We labor from rest. Like, what kind of strange message is this one? I remember four brothers met me and said, they were praying for you. You will not backslide. You will not backslide. I said, no, I'm not backsliding. I'm strong. Not to be proud. I think months later they came to me for counseling. They were addicted. They said, what do you know? That we are seeing that you are so alive spiritually. We are, sir. We are, they call me, sir. We are addicted. I said, you see, you are praying for hunger. You have all the posture, yet addicted to this. I said, something is wrong somewhere. See, no matter how crazy you behave thinking you are praying, right? If it is not prayer, the consequences will prove itself. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. The consequences will prove it. If it is prayer, we'll know by the fruits. And that's why revelation is very important. The right revelation. There's a part of scripture that Paul wrote to Timothy. I wrote it here. Let me quote it very briefly before we continue. He said in 2 Timothy 2:18, he said, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrew the faith of some. Let me read in the Amplified. Who have deviated from the truth? They claim that the resurrection has already taken place, and they undermine the faith of some. Give me in the old KJV or the TPT. Okay, still overthrew the TPT. All right, maybe the NLT, so that is very, very easy. I want the simplest words for people to... All right, I like this. Let's read together. They have left the path of truth, claiming the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this way, they have turned some people away from the faith. What wrong revelation would do is that it would turn you away from the faith. You will not be in line with the faith anymore. What I'm trying to say, forget about this doctrine here that they were believing. Any wrong doctrine will put you in the wrong place of faith. It's more like you are not hitting target. You are throwing stone and not hitting target. Throwing stone is like prayer. You carry your stone, you throw. Revelation is like what you are aiming. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Let's assume that you think the thing is there when it's not there. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to just form a picture in your heart. Imagine that the mango is ripe when the mango is not ripe, and you are aiming at the mango. Imagine the mango falls. Will you be able to eat the mango? Will it profit you anything? You just throw the mango away. That's why the Bible says, if you have no faith, have no love, or no love in the original, it said your prayer is useless. It said in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 13, it said, he called them clanging cymbals. If I pray in tongues of men and of angels and I know not love, I am a what? Huh? A clanging cymbal. Are you here tonight? A clanging cymbal. Just making noise. Meaning it is possible to be making noise thinking you are praying. Because revelation is wrong. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah. And listen, people of God, it is not all that glitters that is gold. Not because people are shouting on Facebook, you feel like you are not praying. So now you want to pray the way you pray. Now you want to change it because you saw on Facebook that people are entering on that chair. You too, you want to start entering on that chair. The way you have been praying, has it not been working for you? Why do you feel now you have to hold another person's hand and do your head like this? Because you saw it on Facebook, low self-esteem. Like some of those BSU students those days, they did not plan to do TDB. They see their friend going to do TDB. They've read, though. But because Justina is going to do TDB, they now feel guilty. Justina is going to read. This exam, are you sure I will not fail it? This one that Justina is going to do TDB. Justina, why are you going to TDB, T-Day break? Wait for me, oh. They carry their water bottle. They know how to hold water bottle. And their bag and sweater by the side. And they go and gist T-Day break. Just to make sure that they fulfill what? All righteousness. At the end of the semester, D we move. Pharaoh let my people word. And some again, they will have to come and write it again. After sleepless night. You would think it's of reading, it's of what? Gisting. There's somebody I used to know that time. You go there, you see his G's. Hey, Mayu Ronaldo, Mayu Ronaldo. Then when they now want to start reading, they slip off. I learned it early. I said, this university, people look down secondary school too much. How many of you passed in secondary school? Huh? Wave your hand. You think what they are teaching us in university is so far from what they taught us in secondary school? SS1, SS2, SS3. Are you joking? Physics in SS1, SS2, SS3. What is different with what you are learning in university? Huh? The chemistry you learned in SS1, SS2, and SS3. It's not that they don't have time for some of you in your school to teach you everything. If not, chemistry is very ambiguous in secondary school. But yet, you will still play ball, read for tests, and pass. You will play ball. I'm not saying you should have played ball in secondary university. What I'm trying to say is that the peace you had in secondary school, most of us don't have it in university. Because our expectation is so high about how education is in university. So we come now and want to do one extraordinary thing to pass, instead of to read the way you have been reading before. Or just add some hours to it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you pass. I was talking with my wife one time. She never did TDB in school. I don't think she ever did. And she made first class. I said, how do you read? She said, afternoons. Afternoons. Every time she's in the library reading. There are some people that don't like library. They like class in the night when mosquito is biting them. They know that they have time in the morning to afternoon. I know one lady again in my department, mass computer department. She will always be reading in the morning. Morning when people are coming to do guy. You see her in the library reading. She made first class. Morning when you see boys, fine boys and fine girls outside, they'll be GC. Have fun. How your night? That lecturer and her idiot to be. He knows that I'm a teacher. Blah, 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 blah. She's reading. Afternoon when they just give break, where people want to go and flex and buy, she will still be reading. Then you see her eating one buns or something. She just buy buns and be eating and be reading. At the end of the day, first class. It's just a mindset something. Mindset. Open your book and read. Believe that you are understanding what you are reading. Put it in your head. Go to exam hall. That examiner is not a devil. You will not go and carry something in Cotonou that he has never taught you and put there. One of my friends told me years ago, he said, see, read very well. Read, make sure that you can answer 4 questions out of 5. He said, leave the 5th one with all gladness. But some people want to finish all the handouts. So that when they just, you know, they open the handout. Wow, I'm seeing everything in that handout now. A friend told me, he said, cram the crammables, understand the word. When you finish school, understand the one that you did not understand. But make sure you pass it. Now, who passes exam? No book, isn't it? That's what you will be explaining to your third class. You say, sir, see, don't forget, don't look at the container. Look at the content. Sir, test me. Ask me a question. Then, you have a pass degree. Sir, this is not me. It's my weekend lecturer. Nobody will hear you. You just say first class one side. You just know that you want to finish. And in Nigeria today, if they say first class one side, you see like 58 of them. Then third class, this other side, you see yourself like 3. You'll be like, why are we here? You ask yourself, guys, why are we here? See, and they need just 2 people for the job. So where do we start from? If it's you that is the manager, man of God, which people will you look at? Will you turn to the 2 third class? You just advise them, please take your things and go. God will see you through. But the 58 of you now, can we start business? Nobody should tell you school is Kabo.
Yes, sir.
One time we invited somebody to come and preach, to sing in church. I didn't know what entered his spirit. He said, you see me? The grace of God is strong in my life. I agree too. He said, for instance, I have not seen my school certificate, my university school certificate, but look at me today. I wanted to off the mic. I didn't know what to do. In my mind, like, what the heck is happening in this place? I got so offended. What are you trying to say now? So these young people that are managing to train, as you are saying this, they'll be like, oh boy, you're hearing this man talk. Forget Mr. Destino. Let's go and pray. Chatua K.O. It's prayer that takes people far. It's not like prayer does not take people far. But brother, imagine that you are a pastor and they ask you, can we see your certificate? And you begin to explain. when I was in the university, we had something came up. You talk, they'll say, is that why you entered pastoring? People begin to suspect you. People get what I'm trying to say? That's why I told my pastor, don't say I've been called to be a pastor, I'll not finish school. You must finish school, else you'll be suspended. Have your certificate. If you don't like it, go and give your mother that paid for you or your father. I've met people like that. Sometimes some people will be in school, do not tell that they don't feel a team for the course they are doing. It's not your business. Maybe they pay your acceptance fee. They pay first semester. You want that money to waste? You better finish the school, go and give them what you don't like. Do what you like. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Makes a lot of sense, isn't it? I was so angry he spoke like that. Don't allow wrong thoughts get on your inside. Satan will take advantage of you. He will take advantage of you. Are you listening to me? It said clanging cymbals. Because they don't know love. They don't know God. God is love. So they don't know God. So they are clanging cymbals. When we talk, people are like, we are hating. Who am I hating on? Whoever the people are that started that kind of prayer, I don't hate them for no reason. I can never hate them in my life. But is that way of praying wrong? Yes, it is. If we meet in heaven, I'll still tell them before Jesus, and Jesus will affirm it. That is wrong. You know, I was somewhere, they were trying to motivate people to pray. They say a certain man of God prayed, his knee entered the rock. I said, wow. Another man of God prayed, this happened, one died while he was praying, wow. So at the end of everything, I'm like, to what end? Is it that we should pray to die? God bless their faith. But if you kneel down and your leg digs a hole and you pray and you die, to what end? To what end is the prayer? Did Jesus pray and died? If he died, how will he have died for our sins? The Bible says he prayed early mornings and nights. And he finished praying and he continued what he was doing. He was still a gentleman. Are you listening to me? He was still a gentleman. He spoke nicely. He didn't speak harshly. Trust what you have seen in scripture. Walk by them. You see a revelation. You see the way things should be in scripture. Do it like that. Don't be under pressure to prove any point to anybody. You want to have a certain way to pray. No. The way you were praying, were you not getting results? Oh, you think it's when you shift your neck? Now, there are people who like pray like that and it's their default. It's not like they're trying to do something. If you find somewhere that prays and does his head like this, if that's how it is, no problem. But you now, if you are inspired by that and you want to start bending your head, there's a problem. Like we had a friend one time, we traveled to Abuja, he heard a woman who prays in tongues like an Indian person. She's half caste, I guess. So her tongues are like, it was so sweet. When we came back to church one time, we now heard this young man, me and my friend just shook our hands in church, said, oh boy, this guy. When we finished service, as if he knew what was in our mind, as we're going home, we just shook our hand. We said, Libra, you are rebranding tongues. Because he said, when we're coming back, he said, that woman's tongues is too sweet. He likes it. Cry, which was praying. LeBron said, cry. Till he did it. He left his own bagadabababa to Libra. The one that will walk is the one that God gave you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If your tongues is ku 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 ku, do it. Do your gugu gaga in peace. So I heard Prophet Simon the other day. Libro has Evrahan. Okay, then you now cram it. Go back home. You want to play? Libro Hebrew has a prem bro you bro. It will not work. Are you listening to me? Don't cram people's tongues. Don't pray people's tongues. Pray your own tongues. Even if it's ugly, pray it. It must be ugly at the beginning. Some of you have very ugly tongues. Pray it. It's not a problem. Are you listening to me? It's not a problem. Don't be ashamed of your tongues. I was with my spiritual father one time. People came to the house to pray with his family. His father that used to be a CSC pastor before he died. And they were praying in the house. I heard one tongue I've never heard in my life before. Logo lugagada ubugudo ebigidi
abagadu, abagada. I give God praise. It was so strange to me. I've never in my life heard it. So my spiritual father laughed. Yes. Is he heaven right now? But I'll say the truth. He knows. He's the cloud of witnesses. He laughed. He said, Simon, have you ever heard that kind of tongues before? I said, no, sir. He now laughed. And it was beautiful. Listen, no, you see, you're laughing. It was acceptable. The only one that is wrong is the one you are forming. Then you know the worst place is some of you that don't even pray in it at all. You are finished. I know as I'm talking now, some people go and watch book, read book. They will now see a post on Facebook say, tongues does not give people money. Really? Huh? Tongues does not give people money. The Bible says, follow them who by faith and patience obtain the promise. Tongues have given people money. We have seen men of God who have money. We have seen members in the church who have money. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Does Pastor Chris not have money? Does it not look like hard incurrency? Does he look poor? He saw his last birthday. Waiting for my birthday. I'm not talking anything. You saw his last birthday. He said they killed money for that birthday. People wanted to die. They say even Tinubu did not celebrate it. It's Pastor Chris Tinubu. Do you know what Pastor Chris has done for us? You are saying Tinubu. Or anybody. Hallelujah to Jesus. He deserves even more. He said, the Bible said how we should celebrate them is with double honor. Meaning we should not honor them the way we honor normal human beings. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It should be double honor. The honor that will make human beings say, is he a God? I'm not saying we are worshipping him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Double honor. I feel one kind of resistance as I'm talking about double honor now. You people don't know how to honor people? You are not excited about honor? You should be happy. Double honor. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So don't have low self-esteem. Believe God's word. Stay with it. Pray in the spirit. See, sir, some people are not Christians, they are making money. Christianity is not the route of making money. We are not Christians to make money. But one of the things we will get as Christians is a lot of money. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But we are not Christians for money. We are Christians for souls. We are Christians for impact. And because our heart is for impact, God will give us the resources for impact. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And one way we plug into these things is by these tools for dominion. Revelation and prayer. Pray in the spirit and pray always. Paul said, I thank my God I pray in the spirit more than you all. Don't pray after a while. Satan disturbs you. You start, because of one little trial, you start avoiding tongues. Like some people now, they'll post everything on their status. Perfume, this one, that one, no scriptures in their life, no tongues. They wake up in the morning to alarm. They'll start posting again. 1 week, they're just posting what they want people to buy. You have not prayed 1 hour tongues. Listen, you will labor in this life. That's like eating the bread of sorrow. Waking up in the morning, sleeping at night. You did not even get bread of sorrow sometimes. You don't pray in tongues. You post perfume. You think God does not think. The way you think as human beings, that's how God thinks. But his thinking is higher than a normal human being's own. You are posting. You did not post one thing for God. You did not advertise God. All this while they were advertising God and advertising his work, you were never doing it. But the day you started business, nobody rests on your status. Perfume, clotho, ringo, anything they are selling in this world is only human interest that you have not selling. Everything that you are selling. Now that you are almost graduating and life is, you are now understanding that if I graduate now, where will I start? You started doing business. You are posting everything. But when it was God's work, cardboard, Sunday service, you will not post. Meanwhile, he has promised you that if you seek first my kingdom, every word. Now you are seeking every other good thing with your life, forgetting the kingdom. One time I asked some people, I said, when last did any of you pray 1 hour here? Only one person raised their hand up. And they can quote scriptures. What you sow, you will what? What you sow, not what you are talking and shouting on Facebook. Like one guy was posting about prayer every time. I woke up one time by 3 a.m. I was seeing revelations of almost 7 of prayer. And I'm messaging and say, when are you praying through the day?
You are always posting about prayer. If you are truly praying, you will leave Facebook for a while, like 3 hours, 4 hours. But from morning to night, now it's 3 a.m. I just finished praying. You are still posting on prayer from morning. A form of godliness, come on. You just want to look spiritual, but not spiritual. It is not all that glitters that is good. Are you listening to me, people of God? Hold on to this truth. You'll be so shocked what happens to your life. One time I was talking to a brother, and he said, how did you overcome the devil, blah, 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 blah. I said, I just overcame. He said, how? I said, when I believed the word of God, I just started living like I am in the reality of God's word. He said, just that? I said, just that. They want me to say, okay, I took 7 days fasting and prayer, and my God, while I was praying, I encountered a demon, and the demon said, Simon, where are you rising to? You must go down. They want me to explain all those kind of things. No. One time I was sharing it to a brother. I mentioned 2 demonic events and I stopped. The person was looking at me. He said, Pastor, you had this? I said, yeah, I saw, what was it called? Vulture. He appeared at the center of my room as a student. And when the vulture appeared, I was so angry because the vulture went to the speaker that was playing tongues. And I said, the tongues should burn that idiot away. In my heart, the vulture was still there. And demons more than, I can't tell the number of hands on my body pressing me down. Until I thought light, your thinking is so powerful. All the hands left me and the vulture disappeared. I said the other time again, I saw a being, I couldn't see the head, bigger than my, his head went beyond the roof, appeared in my parlor, my room, of course self-contained, and the atmosphere changed. He came with his atmosphere. As I was in fear, it was as if I was suspended on the air. And when light came, pew, the thing left again. I said, for every time Satan came, it was through light he left. So I just had to hold on to light. And from henceforth, Satan never happened in my life again. It's not about shouting. If you don't know God, you are like a clanging cymbal. I was talking to my wife one time. We had a situation. Somebody tried to steal their land. Blah, blah, blah. The father gave the land to somebody to watch for him. The person the father gave the land to now sold the land. When the father died. The same year the father died, the person sold the land. And I was the one at the front of the case. And one time I was going there and I sensed some demonic things. So I was trying to pick who was demonic. When I picked the person, one time again, I just went to the building. I was trying to show out the building. And the demonic man came out. I just knew he was trying to shake me by all means. I was refusing the shake. He tried. Now the last time before he left, he wanted to shake me. Now I drew my hand. I now shaked him. And I held the hand. I said, nice shaking you. And I pressed the hand. He was looking into my eye. I said, God bless you. So as he was going, I told my wife, watch his hand. He was doing like this. I said, watch this. She was just surprised. He was just doing his hand like this. I said, he will burn this night. Like he has never burned before. He will burn. He will regret ever shaking me in his life. Because I was avoiding because I know what he was to do. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But when he thought that he was strong, I went beyond. I said, let's shake now. Let's shake. As I'm trying to respect you, you don't want to be wise. Let me just kukuma kill you. But don't brag with Satan. Don't brag with Satan. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Don't brag with Satan. He's a non-entity.
Yes, sir.
Don't brag with Satan. Brag with sin. I'm struggling. Struggling with what? I don't struggle.
Yes,
even if you fell yesterday, shout, I don't struggle. Because the I don't struggle is your realm. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I don't struggle. In the name of, don't brag with sin. Say it's not easy. It's not an easy road. It's an easy road. My yoke is what?
Easy.
My burden is what? That's what Satan wants you to. And that's why when you see Christians like that who are choked with circumstance, they are not always excited. They are always burning their face. They always look like problem. Problem. Even in service, they are like this to themselves. They don't smile. Check your neighbor. You can look at them and say, sister, problem. Satan is sitting on their head, demon, because his thought has prevailed in their life. Some of us were talking, thinking about investment, crypto they bought, that did not sell well. They are worshipping mammon. You know, one time I was talking to a brother, he traded with his tithe. As they paid him salary, he traded. I said, you traded with your tithe. They pay you this kind of huge salary. Huge salary. You couldn't say, God, take your own. Then let me trade. You use everything to trade. Because the thing is scattered. Everything's finished. Now he needs help. I say, you traded with your tithe and everything. You see longer truth. Longer truth. You want to double your tithe. You know, there are people like that. God, the way I love you, I'm going to double this thing. I'm sure you prefer 60,000 over 30,000. 100,000 over 50,000. So help me, Lord. For your kingdom, let's trade. The devourer. Your eye will not be clear. As it clear, your eye will be clear. Then sense will come. Do you know sense comes almost immediately? Wow. Scriptures will start unfolding in your head. Dear Jesus. No wonder. Then the next day on Sunday, the way you worship God. Lord, I give you my heart is straight to the ground. I give you my soul. I live. The way you understand this thing. I live for you. You understand me? Richard. The way you catch this revelation. Have you ever happened to you? In the past. Okay. you know how people catch these things. You know, he just caught me. The way he laughed, he said, these people will all understand. I know, understand where prophet is coming from. It happens. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, tithe used to be sweet, man. How many of you have eaten tithe before? Say amen. It used to be very sweet. The ice cream you buy with tithe, they will add more flavor inside. Hallelujah to Jesus. The bottom line is this. Don't allow Satan's mindset to prevail in your mind. To prevail in your heart. Are you all listening to me tonight? Believe God's word. If you've seen it in the word, believe it all the days of your life. People say, Prophet Simon, what's your secret? Listen, my secret is I believe the revelation of God's word. I act upon it. I don't just see it in scriptures. I act on the word. I'm a man of faith. I act on the word. Are you listening to me? When I hear that I'm above, I never say I'm beneath. I begin to think above. I begin to walk above. I begin to talk above. Many people, their problem is that they see, they don't act on the word. The switch of faith is what? Action. Go back home knowing that you never sinned in your life. You never were addicted in your life. It's so powerful, isn't it? And unbelievable, isn't it? That's what sustained me for years. By God's special grace. Are you all listening to me? Hallelujah to Jesus. Years ago, I used to hear from my spiritual father. I said, you don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. That word struck my heart so much. You don't have eternity. Before you know, you'll be 30. Before you know, you'll be 50, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, I will not joke with my life. No matter how I understood grace, if you truly understand grace, you avoid women. You just want one woman. I didn't allow any fine boy they called me enter my head. When I understood grace, I said, Lord, give me that one woman when you are ready. I avoided women. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I avoided. I've seen beautiful ladies. No. Wonderful ladies. No. All coming to say, Papa, still no. You just need to talk. I celebrate grace, sir. And Satan will be like, look how beautiful she is. I said, God bless God. For his heart. It's still not my business. I keep on moving. Because we have the spirit of self-control. If the Bible says one of the fruit of the spirit is self-control, we can control ourselves. Say, I can control myself. You can have control over your body. Say, I have control over my body. You know this stupid statement, body no be firewood. Nobody ever said it was firewood before. God never said body is firewood. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And even if it was firewood, the Holy Ghost has come upon it. Fire is upon this firewood. He said, if the same spirit that raised us from the dead dwells in you, it has what? Don't listen to those demonic words that came from hell. Body no be firewood. Today we see men of God misbehave. Where I was hearing the news this morning, I was so angry. And I was telling myself, you know, for every time I hear bad news like this, I intensify the consecration of my leaders. I said, these pastors, they will pray their life out. I'm going to create a season for them. Because what I'm seeing like this, I don't want to hear stupid news tomorrow. You pray your life out. Labakosikapa. See, every demon and any altar of the devil flees from your life. When we see things like that, we are not proud. A man of God made this one pregnant, blah, 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 blah. But that is true. If it's consistent, it's not nice. This is why we're growing up. We see you in the night around 10 p.m. at a corner in the barrack with a girl, and you are doing hand like this. You are backslidden. There are no two ways about it. We'll just hold a meeting and pray for you. What were you doing by 10 p.m. around one deep junction? I saw Edward. Where was Edward? Around 10 p.m. as we're coming from the back, he was just doing his hand like this before one girl like that. Which girl was that? That girl, Jesus. Hold your hands for that. Libro Sakaba. Lord, preserve Edward. I have one friend called Edward. Is this Edward I'm trying to talk about before he begins to suspect me? Lord, preserve him. Preserve him. All those kind of wrong report. Avoid all appearance of what? What are you doing there? You finish church, go home. Mm-mm. You talk with this girl, city. You know, sometimes we think we're ending late. Brothers and sisters, people are starting service after this service. As we finish service, they start another service. Like prophet was saying. Prophet means, and the lady is catching it. Wow, preacher. Preach, preacher. She's catching it. Two of you have problem. You that is catching and you that is preaching, you are all hypocrites. What are you catching? I have messages. I don't even know how that anybody can finish these messages in this world. They are very plenty. You have not heard all. You are hearing what? Like brother and sister. That's how foolishness starts. You tell this brother, I say, okay, come. For instance, sir, I'm liking Sister Destiny. You will not marry Sister Destiny. Go back. Then Sister Destiny will not message him. So if prophet say you will not marry me, you will not marry me. What do you mean? That's how the devil starts. Now you see, Brother Benjamin, we know his devotion for God. It will be hard, though. It will be hard because I like you. I will still be talking to you. I'm sure it will work. Even if prophet, you want to be sure. Even if prophet says she not marry me, yes, I'll still be talking with you. I'll marry you. It's not everything prophet says we believe. We only take what the Holy Spirit is saying. You see, I was telling pastors the other day. I said they were telling me a case. I said, see, as we receive mercy, we dispense mercy. Some people will be very foolish. They will act very foolish. And I asked them as pastor, I said, did you people act foolish? They said, yes, they now remember, so they were not laughing. I said, some people will definitely act foolish. There are some here that would have said, we'll leave church one day. If they don't agree for us to love each other, we'll run away from church. After all, what is there? How will prophet say to you, should not marry? It's not somebody that you love, you marry. Every time after service, you are with this girl. Every time. For instance, you have gotten a wife, so I will not talk about you. But let me use you now. Every time you see this man with a wife, every time they close church, you will stay 1 hour with this babe. You'll be saying something that doesn't exist. You don't trek on a normal day, you trek it. Because the more you trek, the more time you have to talk. You trek your legs out. And just all the gist in this world. You've been doing this for like 5 months. Tell me, if you are the Holy Spirit, will you not allow the brother to do his mind? How can you be able to go beyond? See, if the Holy Ghost is saying, don't, your actions have paved the way for his voice to be shut. You hold his mouth and put padlock. Some of you have put padlock at the mouth of the Holy Ghost. He can't talk. Your actions, as long as you are talking like that, you will fall in love, deep love. As I'm talking now, they will still say, that's not my case. That's not me. Prophet, it's not me you are talking to. Prophet doesn't understand me. I heard God clear as crystal. Why will you not hear God? The words that I say, I feel peace. I'm of peace. Why will you not feel peace? For somebody you love like that, you have grown to love. You have been talking. You must bond. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? To help yourself, avoid, give some space. If you think what you are hearing is the right thing, okay, don't talk to this lady for 2 months. If you will not die, she will not die. Don't talk for 2 months, just 2 months. You will see that one demon will be begging you, please talk or I die. Don't talk, don't just talk. If you now don't get used to this lady for 2 months, and you still feel the same thing, let me say 3 months, because 2 months, some people will still be able to, you know, it's not too far. Let's say 3 months. You are not talking to yourself for 3 months. You are just praying, Rabaka, Lord, give me clarity. I tell you, you may be so shocked that you look at your destiny, you can't even find her close. Close, even close. You may not see her. I tell you the truth. Don't think because we say, marry within people that think like you, then everybody should just be looking and say, MP, security, AP, out. In church. No. May everybody pick your own, no. No. Inside yourself, you can still not marry God's will. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
We don't want you to play with your life, joke with fire. Because sometimes people can start relationship. Okay, how many of you had had a relationship before? Say amen with a wave of hand. Don't lie, you are under heaven. If you have had a relationship before, wave your hands. If you don't wave your hand, you will never have again. If you have had, wave your hand. Alright. You'd have joke now. All of you that have relationship before, how many of you talk to your ex? If you talk to your ex, say amen. You see, all of you now, automatically you are like enemies with your ex. Imagine I allow anyhow relationship in this church. All I like Kira for a while, it did not work. Boom, enemies. Kira like Aaron, it did not work for a while. Boom, enemies. Sonny like Agatha, it did not work for a while. They break up. Boom, enemies. Enemies everywhere. Enemies in the choir. Enemies in the ushering department. Enemies everywhere. Then the S of Oche is now dating is now dating, let's say, Joshua. Oche is not dating her, but Oche is not happy. It's like, okay, so this guy was liking my babe while we're dating, right? I don't know. Some people could just be praying in tongues, but they are wicked people. Hypocrites. Very stupid people in this church. Now, Oche is beefing Joshua for dating his ex. Now, what if Oche is in a new relationship and it finally does not work? You just imagine how this church will be. People will be shifting their seat from each other. I don't want to sit with Oche. I don't want to sit close to Oche. Please, can I sit far from me? I will not hear the word of God. If you allow this, if you don't have order in a place, stupid things will be happening. Stupid things. I'm telling you, if I did not stand my ground, because some people don't like me because I stopped their relationship, I stopped their shot. You'll be so shocked. Even Benjamin like this will tell you, God, I've told him something. Let God tell him, let me hear now. They can't come to my office. If not, God would have told him. You think I've not seen people that you know from? Where did God tell this one from? Some people know that they can't hear God now. They just know that them and God cannot do that kind of thing right now. If Benjamin enter a relationship now, who will feed who? I don't love you in this church. God cannot leave you to, when God is wanting you to push and have a job of 1 million or a good job, you are thinking of woman. It cannot work. It's Satan. You see how your brother responded. Are you thinking of woman? Let that focus. Are you listening to me? All those secret love. Secret love. Secret love. I love you, but I'm waiting for the right time to tell you. I'll meet prophet and I'll tell you. Hypocrite. If you check the realm of the spirit, angels are avoiding you because you are a hypocrite. Hypocrite. Wake up. Be chatting with yourself and be sending love. Love. Why are you sending love? You pour 5 love for a brother, just a mere brother in faith. You now join keys at the end. And write in Christ. You hypocrites. There are people that do like that. Some of his pictures they are sharing. Like, how many pictures have you said, have you snapped today? 5. Let me see them. Wow, big head. You are doing video call with a sister now. Why? We finish service, go back home. Say, Pastor, time. Pastor, close, go back home. What was prophet say today? Clean that thing on your nose. See your fine nose. Wow. Why will God not talk? See, the Bible says, follow us as we follow Christ. Let me open some of my CV for you. Are you listening to me? Who here have I toasted before apart from my wife? If I've caught you eye, wave your hand. Like I blink eye for you, don't understand. Say, Pastor, blink his eye. I don't know. I'm unsure. See, Pastor Anya, the other ones that were here, ask them, let them bring our chat where we're saying, how was your day? What did you eat? She's here. Pastor, have we chat like that in our life before? Since I said, Pastor, when you were a small girl. What did you eat in the afternoon, Pastor Anne? What kind of rice? Me. It's not pride. I'm a pastor. You see, between the ark, the priest, the ark, and the people, there was a distance in the Old Testament. There was a distance. God said, let there be a distance over 1,000 cubits or something. Let the priest and the ark be far from the people. If not for anything's sake, we can all guess for reverence sake and honor. To protect the integrity of God's anointed. Are you beginning what I'm trying to say? I said to myself, there's no way I'll be talking like this and be able to minister the word to such a person. It's not possible. The day God will say, I will not stop it. But if God have not said, I will never do it. Are you beginning what I'm trying to say? Because my destiny is more important than any love that can ever rise from my heart. I have told this thing to my wife while we're dating. I said, I'll be telling her we start. I said, my wife, a woman I'll marry will never be the end of my ministry. Will never be the end of my ministry. So as you are coming inside this ministry, you will love me, the people, and what I do. You will never come and be a problem between me and my people. I always used to tell her that. I said, you will endure waiting no good. You will enjoy it. You must be patient. Pastor Simon, avoid speaking with those girls. It can never work. Are you all listening to me? Wake up. How many of you want God to use you in this place? That thought, you know, I used to joke every time. I said, if you are sitting here, you are chatting with 5 guests at the same time, what will I say at the end? God cannot use you. 5 guests at the same time. Even 2, side by side. Amaka, I love you. Shoma, I like you, Pass. Ignore what you saw between me and Maka in the afternoon. If you observe most boys that like women, it is girls that are disturbing them. Am I seeing the right thing? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
If you hear any boy saying she's the one always disturbing me, run from that boy. He's a hypocrite. Any boy saying, anytime, I don't know why she's always messaging me. I don't know why anytime she see me. I don't know why. You don't know why. That's the spirit of Samson. All those boys are saying, I don't know why she's liking me. I don't know why she's disturbing me. I don't know why she's messaging. Hypocrites. You know why? For every action, there's an equal and opposite word. You are giving her a green light. Stop lying. While we were younger, there's a friend I used to have. I will not call his name. Every time we're telling our spiritual father, he doesn't know why these girls in the fellowship are disturbing him. He doesn't know why. One day I came to the house. We were talking. They were calling. Then he now left his phone. I was watching his If you see what this boy was telling these girls on to go. I did not like this girl. She was liking me. It's you I like. But I've not heard God, but I like you. What is the meaning of that? You are telling a girl you have not heard God, but you like her. I like you, but I'm not sure God is saying we should marry, but I love you. I want to assure you I love you. Some will say, there's nothing there. Let me just tell him my feelings. Or let me just tell her my feelings. It doesn't mean anything. Why are you telling somebody that you know you are not sure you marry your feelings? You are a foolish person. And your feelings are foolish feelings. Are you not amazed that you have liked more than 10 people, some of you seated here? Are you married to 10 people? Some of you that are crushing, you have crushed for almost 20 people. Imagine you tell all these 20 people, how many wives do you have right now? Husband, love your
wife.
when God shows you a woman to marry, love her. Huh? The day God told me Mama T was my wife, one kind of love just rose. T now I can't control the love. If I just look at my heart to be doing it's just scattered. See now it has scattered. Jesus Christ. Anytime I just see her eye in the morning, my eyes prophetic just gets open. I begin to see. If you want me to prophesy, just call my wife and tell her to come and look into my eyes. You'll be so shocked. The mantle will just drop. I'll hold it like this. As I can I probe what I'm seeing in your lineage, I will now look again for clarity's sake. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. You all have grace for one wife, one woman. Are you listening to me? One man, one woman. Everybody here, you have grace for what? Not women. One man, one woman. My only grace is for Mama T. Your only grace is for Patience. You will never like another woman in your life. The day you start seeing that thing is Satan. See, guys, sir, I have to report myself to prophet. I don't know why I am liking. Anyhow, glory to God forevermore. Some of you, if I just turn, you want to run. Look at this guy. I just turn like this, he just did like this. And maybe it's your case I'm talking about. That when deliverance is supposed to come, you are running. Have you crushed on people before? Have you crushed on people before? Have you crushed on a lady before? Be fast, the Lord is waiting. You've crushed. One, only. Two. Three. See, I'm talking about your case. Stand, keep standing. Listen to me carefully. Did you marry who you crushed on? Are you still crushing on the person? It's a small crush. Okay. Your grace is only for Otis. Your grace is only for Pastor Anne. See, let me tell you one thing with Satan, eh? Before we end, he will tell you that at some point where you have serious issues with your wife, Satan will start telling you that maybe it's not your wife that you married. He likes you to be in a place of confusion. Pastor K, do you understand what I'm trying to say? I will not ask if it has happened to you before. Anytime he says, are you sure China is the one? Are you sure China is the one? I'm not feeling it. Feel it. Is it every day you wake up that you feel like praying? Huh? Is it every day you wake up you feel like praying? What do you do anyways? Pray. Is it some of you thinking that the lady you are seeing now is the one? You are very sure she's the one. You'll marry and see something. A day will come, you have one small quarrel, you start asking yourself, where am I? Did I miss it in the area of marriage? The only thing that will keep you is conviction. Thank you. So, at this point, hear God. Huh? Are you hearing me? Hear God. Come. Don't get confused. Don't get what? Confused. When we talk about marriage, we're talking about determining destinies. If I did not marry Mama T, I would not meet some of you in this place. They would have given me a headache. I would have left this town. I'm telling you the truth. The lady I wanted to marry don't like Macaulay. And I was in love with her. Imagine I married her family. She will leave me in this town. I'll be following her. Like woman rapper. You get what I'm trying to say? And probably not end up in this town. And look at what God is doing with all your lives in this town. Very important. So when you want to get married, you have to pray. You have to trust God. You have to trust God. And sometimes you have a vision and you see the character of the lady and you say, are you sure I had a vision? You truly had a vision if it is truly a vision. Never enter a relationship saying, I just feel it in my spirit. You must have an encounter, have something to hold on to. You get what I'm trying to say? And if you are chatting with that girl now, you will have that kind of encounter. You dream it. Because when there's cloud, when the cloud is heavy, it will rain itself down. So you are creating cloud now by chatting and chatting with the boy and the girl. Then when you sleep, you are seeing yourself in wedding gown. That's not the vision I'm talking about. Go and have another vision. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Because you are talking now, you are getting clouded by the guy, clouded by the woman. But imagine now, you were just praying one day, you didn't know this girl, and the Lord said, that's the woman. You saw her in the vision. Then you now know the girl, now you're like, I don't really like what I'm seeing. It's still the person. You don't give God any job to train anybody for you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And sometimes, ladies, help yourself. You want God to give you a good man, behave well. We're not saying be perfect, behave. You can't be moving around with boys and be expecting a man of God to like you. The boy is climbing back in high level, he sees you with one beer gang guy. He's coming the other day, he sees you. Every time the boy is seeing you, he can't see you in the realm of the spirit. If God talks to you, he will pass you and start looking at another place. Help yourself. Not everybody has grown into that spiritual maturity to overlook your sins. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Don't be shining your teeth for every joke. Don't be in relationship with everybody. Because you are 27 does not mean that you will not see your husband. Or 29 or 30. Say my youthful age is going, I'm 29. You will still marry. Be at peace with yourself. Are you all listening to me? Be at what? Kona Ajinako? You can go and sit. Have you all been blessed tonight? So I hope that hypocrite spirit has gone. Some of you toasting yourself in this church. Has it gone? Some people, I heard somebody said, tell me that you like me first before I meet prophets. Just assure me you like me. If God say you are not the one, it does not mean whether they tell you that they like you. See, as I'm here, I will not joke with the destiny of people. Some of you, your father and mother know you are here. We cannot make that mistake. Are you beginning? I'm trying to say, they know you are in this church. They are relying on what some of them have called us and said, sir, I have given you that child. And we did this thing. I collected you. We signed agreement. You must do the right thing. We can't allow somebody to just say, I'm in love with you. Then it goes, mm-mm. Why are you in love? Somebody get. I say, what is proof to me that God spoke to you? You must give me proof. Give me the receipt. Show me. Where did God tell you? How? What did you see? Look, you must ask, you must answer this question. If I am not satisfied with your answer, you did not hear God. Hearing God does not move us. And when I tell you to go and pray, truly go and pray. Because if you don't pray too, I will know. And when you are coming back now, you are coming with substance. If it's not substance, nothing for you. If I were you, I would avoid her and start praying. You see, you will never hear God when I tell you to go and pray. Listen to what I mean when I tell you to go and pray again. When I say go and pray, I mean avoid her now and pray. Are you beginning what I'm trying to say? Pray. Follow those who by faith and what patience obtain. Follow us as we follow Christ. You can't be doing things that will be wondering. Are you a son of Prophet Simon? From BSU till here, I've never escorted a lady. And some of you, I ask you, I always tell you people some things. I said, some of you after church will be holding your hands. If we catch you, we catch you. After church, you hold your hands and you even do like this. I will pack well. If you have encountered, some of you that have encountered personally, you know what I'm talking about. I will park by the roadside and come out and meet you. I'll meet you there. That's after I've snapped you. See, Akira is looking at me. Yes, that's what I'll do. She's like, let me not catch you holding hands. You hear? She's like, It's like, what's there in holding hands? If your father come to this church and see you holding a man's hand after church, what will he do to me? Sir, is this where I sent you to? Betty, is this what your pastor is teaching you? I want your father to be proud of me when he come here. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
Sir, man of God, I like what you are doing. My daughter has no entire relationship. She say a man is coming to see us. I was shocked. I said, sir, that's how we do it in this church. When you come, we ask for wedding day. All of you that are saying, God say, if finally I will agree, what are we signing in next thing? Wedding day. On the 29th of September 2025. If you want, to marry 2027, don't come to my office. What are you coming to do? 2027, the relationship will start next year, October. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But if you have 2026 people, you can come. Let's talk. 2027 marriage. Relationship is not starting now. We are opening door for relationship when? October. Sometimes people enter a relationship, see finish, you enter, you don't marry again. Say, I don't know why, I don't love him again. Because you don't see love too much. So that love has to be scarce. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You can't be saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, finish. Does it that I love you is to finish? I see, you see, they know what I'm talking about. Does it finish? Why has it finished? They tell you to finish, so I love you, I love you. Yeah, I've heard you, I understand. I love you too. You did not say it, just know it, know it. Although I tell my wife I love you every day, don't I? Learn from me. Day before yesterday, she gave me a kiss on WhatsApp. I blessed her. On WhatsApp, we're just like, she said, "Pastor Simon, take it. Stop that. We are Enoch. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Have you been blessed this night? When you listen and laugh, you better catch the truth. We are not here raising hypocrites. Are we together? We are here raising kingdom giants. In this church, there is discipline. We catch you in the night after church talking with a lady. You are in for it. What are you preaching that I have not preached? What are you hearing that I have not said? It's you that know what you truly want to hear, young woman. You are doing head. Are you born in Pekin? Aaron, are you catching this? Don't worry, you will marry well. Hallelujah to Jesus. You are not late. Your wife will come. All of you will marry well. Home is wife. Wife is home. You will marry well. What's that your name again? What? Onyekum. Wife is home. You will marry well. Your husband is around. Say amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Why are you hiding your face from me? You will marry where? Amen. Bow your heads and pray. Give God praise. From generations to generation, there's no boundary to your greatness. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, you are still God. From generations to generation, there's no boundary to your greatness. My eyes have seen, my ears have seen. After all of thee, you are still, you're so good. Oh, after all, you're still good, you're still. Oh, from generation to generation, there's no boundary to. eyes have seen. Oh, from generation, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard you not. From generation, there's no bound, no eyes have seen, ears have heard, you're not done yet. Generation, generation, there's no boundaries to you, greatest God. Oh, after all, you're still good. You're so good. Oh, after all. You're still good. And you're so good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' gracious name we worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.